The question was asked, what different minhagim are there regarding waiting between meat and milk? And we said that each person should ask his Rav what he's supposed to do. But to get a basic picture of what's going on out there, basically the Gemara says that between meat and milk, one is supposed to wait a meal. Meaning, one meal he can eat meat, and the next meal he should eat milk. Now what does the Gemara mean by that? So some people have the custom that they wait an hour. They say that these people live in areas where they used to have meals. The smallest amount of time between two meals was an hour. And then they would wait an hour, and then they'd have a different meal. Meaning sometimes there are places where, like here in Israel, some people don't eat breakfast till 10, 11 o'clock, and they eat lunch at 12. I sometimes do that. I sometimes will only eat breakfast at 11, and I'll eat lunch at 12, 12:30. There are places where that's the norm. So that's probably how that custom evolved over there, that they wait an hour. The generally accepted custom is to wait 6 hours, because usually that's the period of time you have between meals. Most people, even if they eat three meals a day, which wasn't accepted once upon a time, usually people used to eat two meals a day. But even if we'll say a person eats three meals a day, usually, so you'll have your breakfast at 7, 7:30, and you'll have your lunch at 1:32, and you'll have your supper at 8:30. So it's approximately 6 hours between meals. When it comes to these 6 hours, so there are those that say you have to run into the sixth hour, meaning it's 5 hours plus. Mm-hmm. And there are those that say that they have to be a full 6 hours. There are those that say there's more, but in this summary, that's what we'll cover for now. There is a custom, the Yekish custom, the German custom, is to wait 3 hours. That's my custom. I'm a Yeki, I come from Germanic descent. So the custom of my family is to wait 3 hours. And there's the Holland and Dutch custom of waiting 1 hour. There are opinions in Halacha that say that anyone who is learned, anyone who's a Ben Torah, even if he has the custom to wait 1 hour or 3 hours, will switch to the 6 hour custom. This is brought in the Ramah and this is brought in the Shach, with varying terms, whether it's a good thing to do, or the Shach used the term, whoever doesn't do this, he says not nice things about them. That every person should really be doing this, should really switch to 6 hours. But that opinion is not the one that got accepted. Even though it is a strong opinion in Halacha, we see that the communities did not change their customs. In Holland, they still wait an hour, and the German Jews still wait 3 hours. And so a person who doesn't have a rabbi should go by what the custom of the place he's at. Meaning, if a person's living in Holland and the people there wait an hour, let him wait an hour. If a person's living in Germany and the people there wait 3 hours, let him wait 3 hours. And if a person's living with everyone else, so usually what's accepted is 6 hours, but a ger and a baal tshuva has the choice to adopt any custom they want. They don't have to adopt the stricter custom. For practical purposes, we recommend that they take what the social norms are, because gerim and bali tshuva usually have it hard enough fitting into society as it is. So they should try and stick out as least as possible. So for your sake, for your wife's sake, for your children's sakes, you should adopt what's socially acceptable. And if, as today we see here in Israel, what's generally accepted, 98% of the population keeps 6 hours, it's recommended that people keep 6 hours. Unless a person comes from Holland or Germany or something like that, that he has a valid reason. He says, I maintain the menhagim of the place I come from, and therefore I'm keeping this amount of hours. Then it makes sense that a person would keep 1 or 3 hours, so long as he's consistent. What's important is that a ger, a baal tshuva, is consistent. And ideally, every person should have his rav and ask his rav what he should do. And some Rabbanim will tell you everyone should switch to 6 hours, and some Rabbanim will tell you what I just said. Mm-hmm.